OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Newly appointed chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, Bongani Majola, recently gave a keynote address at the opening of the Free State Center for Human Rights at the University of the Free State in Bloemfontein. He said the fight for equal rights for all is not an easy one. However, that doesn't mean that the glass should only be looked at as half full.
Look at the American democracy, which is going towards 300 years old. We still have these problems. The issue is, what do we do as the commission in order to try and cultivate the culture of human rights? But what do we do as individuals in order to bring cohesion, in order to make people more aware of human rights, in order for people to be more respectful? Because sometimes people are aware, but they are not respectful. We need to go back to ourselves.
Majola highlighted the importance of this institution.
With the opening of the center, new opportunities are beckoning us. The university now has a great opportunity to grow the culture of human rights within the university itself, to grow the culture of human rights through advocacy and other means outside the university, in the community, and through research and so on, to actually even reach far beyond the borders of the province, far beyond the borders of the country, right through the world.
The right to equality is one of the most fundamental rights found within the South African Constitution. Legal Administration Officer at the Department of Justice, Samantha Brits, explains what equality courts are and what their role is in the South African justice system.
If you look at the Constitution, the right to equality forms the backbone of our democracy. The equality courts are specialized courts that are designated to hear matters relating to unfair discrimination, hate speech, and harassment. If you look in terms of our courts today, it is all your magistrate's courts and all high courts. So the Department of Justice has designated quite a large number of courts that deal with these matters, and the intention is that the equality court services should be available to all members of the public throughout the country.
She says it's very easy for one to lodge a complaint should they become a victim of hate speech or harassment.
So they will specifically know how to deal with this matter. They will assist you on completing the applications to bring a case against somebody that has discriminated against you. And then secondly, it's free of charge. So the complainant doesn't have to pay anything for the service. There's no requirement that you need a legal representative. You can appear on your own behalf. Important also to know that the Equality Court, although it is a formal court and the court rule still applies, there's still a magistrate. The setting is less formal, so it's less intimidating than a normal court case.
She says it should not only be the justice system that has a responsibility to ensure these rights are respected.
It's one of the very important legislations that we have as the department, we are the custodian of this, and also the constitution, which that all of us must abide to. I think we must create more awareness, but not just from the department or from the government, but also from our public members to assist the department to protect the rights of others.
I am Wekitsi Mokgotsi for OFM News in Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.